Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Chris is looking for a second date update with, who do you go out with? Andrea. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing great.
Doing great. So take us from the beginning. How'd you meet Andrea? And give us the deets on the first date.
All right. Well, we met on Match, and, you know, I thought she was really great. I thought we had a great date. And, I mean, I've probably been out on, like, 25 dates in the last couple of months.
Wow.
Well, I threw a picture of me and my dog on my profile, oh. And the ladies have just been turning out for that.
So, damn.
Ladies love him.
Yeah. So I've been having a lot of fun with that and getting to meet a lot of people. But, you know, I went out with Andrea, and I thought she was really special, and we had a great time. You know, we went out for dinner, and I thought everything went great. She was interesting. She's traveled a lot, had a lot of cool experiences. She's been to, you know, all over the place, San Francisco, Vancouver, Rome, Cancun.
Wow.
You know, she's lived in a lot of these places. You know, she worked all over the world.
Wow.
So, of course, I had a lot of questions for her for that, so it was really focused on her, and she had a lot of great stories, and I just thought we had a bunch in common. She plays chess, which not a lot of people seem to play anymore. And she's into sports and scary movies. And obviously she loves dogs. So, you know, there wasn't a quiet moment in the date.
A lot of different things to connect on, sounds like.
Yeah, we had a lot of things to connect on. And the conversation just kept going. And, you know, it ended real nice. You know, I walked her to her car because we met at the restaurant. And hugged her goodbye, and she said she had a really nice time. So I texted her the next day because I thought for sure we would get another date, and I have not heard back from her.
Kind of makes me wonder how those other dates work, because usually, like, if I meet someone, they don't have to be all that interesting for me to find something interesting about them. If I do enough fishing, you know, I'm kind of an interviewer by trade. I can usually find something. But when you come across someone who is just interesting from the get-go and has a lot of things that you're genuinely interested in, that just makes it all the better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on the other dates were up and down, you know, there's, you know, it's a lot of dates to go on. So it ran the gamut. But, you know, with Andrea, I just, like, all the buttons were pushed. You know, it was like check, 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 check. So that's why she's, like, in particular, someone I really felt like I should be able to go out with again. I mean, because we had such a great time. So when I texted her the next day, I expected a pretty quick response and I hadn't gotten anything. So.
Okay. But the goodbye didn't feel weird. Like, you definitely got a vibe that she was open to seeing you again.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, there was no standoffishness or, you know, curt, you know, sometimes things, it's like a real quick hug and then they jump in their car. No, it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
See ya. Right. Well, why don't we take a break here? And when we come back, we'll call Andrea and see what she really thought of Chris and her date with him as Second Date Update continues. Next, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Chris met Andrea on Match, and Chris has been, he's been doing a lot of dating ever since he put that profile pic of him and his dog.
That's all. Did you have your shirt on or shirt off?
Shirt on.
Oh,
shirt
wow.
On.
Oh. Okay.
Don't want to
just
give
imagine
it all away,
the
right?
possibilities if you would have had your shirt off, though.
Yeah, he got a lot of action from that photo. He's been doing a lot of dating. He went on like 25 dates before he met Andrea, and he was pretty smitten with her from the get-go. She's a super interesting person. She's done a lot of traveling in her lifetime. She's worked all over the world, and they have a lot in common, and she's into some unique things that he's into, like chess, and they're both into sports. So they really connected on this date. At the end of the date, he walked her to her car. They shared a hug. Everything seemed great, and here we are. But it's been, what'd you say, it was a week, 2 weeks? How long has it been since you saw her last?
It's been about a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so it's about time to give her a call, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andrea?
This is Andrea.
This is the second time we've called someone.
And the sirens. And can you hear the sirens?
Yeah, there's a fire truck or an ambulance going by.
Wee, wee.
The listeners probably can't even hear it. But hi, Andrea. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Doing good. Are you a fan of the show?
I am a fan of the show.
Now, you weren't expecting us to call you, were you? Because you just like, oh, hey, it's my favorite friendly neighborhood morning show calling. You don't sound all that shocked.
I wasn't expecting you or anything, but the second I heard your voices, I was like, I bet you this is second date update.
It's a total second date update.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is exciting.
Is this exciting?
I mean, it is. However, I just got to say, I'm not in any doubt that you're going to be on my side.
Well, you're assuming we're talking about the same person. Have you been doing as much dating as Chris? Because Chris went out with like 25 different women before he met you.
Obviously, he told you that. No, I have not been doing serial dating at all. Like, this is like maybe, I mean, not at all. But did he tell you about his dog and how he like uses that little pupper to get women to go on dates with him? And he's gone out with like dozens of us over the past few months.
Well, he told us that was a strategy, but didn't exactly cop to sinister intentions, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
So was he bragging about that to you?
Well, yeah, but I mean, whatever with that. That's fine. That's not a big deal. But this here that I'm about to tell you is the kicker. So I made some crack about how it must have been expensive over the last couple months for him. And he just like kind of laughed and said, no big deal. So I was like, cool, this guy has a ton of money.
Cool.
Yeah, but not quite, you see. Our meal, he kept going on about how great it was and how much he was enjoying it. But then when the bill came, he told the server that, like, his steak was overcooked and the lettuce in his salad or something was stale and his potato was tiny and... The server apologized and like comped our whole meal.
Oh man.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
That's the worst.
Yes. I was like so stunned. And I was like, when the server walked away, I was like, what are you doing? Are you kidding me? And that's when he told me that he knows every restaurant around the town that like comps meals if you complain.
Oh, my God.
So apparently that's how he's been able to afford to date all these women. And I'm just like, no, I have family members in the restaurant business, and that is just shady, unacceptable, fraud.
I'm going to have to disagree with that because it's not fraud. It's being frugal. I mean, if you have family in the restaurant business, then you know that the markup is insane. And they're still making a ton of money. They could give away dozens of dinners every night and still make their bank. So,
I don't know, dude. I think they work on a pretty thin profit margin most of the time.
Especially today. Like, because the expenses, like with supply shortages, are through the freaking roof these days.
Plus, I mean, the fact that you like went into how great this meal was the whole time until the server came back around is a little
shady.
Not a good look.
It's so shady. Not a good look. It's stealing, and I just think you're just completely twisted. I can't.
Well, that's how he's afforded taking out a couple of dozen women in the past.
Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Do you do this every time? Like, you were telling her that you know the restaurants where it works. Like, do you do it every time you take somebody out?
Well, I mean, that's how you save money, you know, because these bigger restaurants, I mean, I'm not doing it at Chili's, the chain restaurants, but like the fancier restaurants, their markup is huge. They can afford it.
You just shouldn't go. Just don't go. Don't go there if you can't afford it. Find different ways to be frugal that's like, you know, legit. That's uncool. It's like, it makes you look so bad.
It's working the system, babe. You know, everyone does it. So.
Oh, my God. No. You guys know. N-O.
No chance for second day here, which is ironic because we would ultimately pay for that.
Another free meal?
No, for sure, no.
And we're sending you to Chili's.
He would leave at that chance. Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Wow.
All right.
This is a first, man.
Just think of all the other things that he possibly could be
cheaping out on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's certain things you might want to not cheap out on, safety wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad.
Where else is
bad
he cutting
idea.
Corners?
Okay. Well, Andrea, we do appreciate you taking the call.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy I got to talk to you guys.
It was nice to talk to you. Chris?
Yeah.
Appreciate you putting yourself out there. And
please rethink your strategy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man.
Just, yeah. Try to see some other perspectives on that one.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. If you need our help with a second date update, all you have to do is send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Coming up, your shot at $1,000, the 1K letter of the day.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.